On the 28th day of Av, we commemorate the yahrzeit of one of the great Gedoyla Hadar of the previous generation, Harav Avram Pam Zechroin Tzadik Levracha. Rav Pam once explained how Hashem can be both a tzaddik and a chassid at the same time. In Ashrei we say, Tzaddik Hashem b'chal derachav, Hashem is righteous in all of his ways, v'chassid b'chal ma'asav, and virtuous in all of his deeds. The word tzaddik implies strict justice, acting according to the exact letter of the law. The word chassid, on the other hand, implies going beyond the letter of the law, acting with extra kindness. So what is Hashem? Is he a tzaddik or a chassid? Sir Pam explained that the answer lies in a pasuk in this week's parsha. The Torah teaches us the halachas of an ir and nidachas, a city that worshipped idols. And the law is very severe. The entire city, including all of its residents, must be destroyed. After describing this frightening punishment, the Torah promises a bracha to those who carry out the judgment. V'nasen lecha rachmim v'richamcha. Hashem will give you mercy, and He will be merciful to you. But the question is, what does it mean that Hashem will give you mercy? Mercy isn't something tangible. It's not something that we can give. And furthermore, what's the redundancy? He will give you mercy, and He will be merciful to you. Sir Pam explained, when the Torah says, V'nasen lecha rachmim, it means that Hashem will give you the opportunity to be merciful to others. And when you take those opportunities and act with compassion, then, Berichamcha, He will be merciful to you. And this is how Hashem is both a chassid and a tzaddik. First, He acts as a chassid. He graciously gives us chances to do mitzvahs and to show kindness to others. Then, He acts as a tzaddik. He rewards us according to the letter of the law. Because now, we have truly earned it. So if you are Zoicha, Hashem will fill your life with opportunities to do mitzvahs. You're walking down the street one day, and someone drops their phone, and you return it. In that simple act, you fulfill both the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and the prohibition of Losucha Leisalem. Two mitzvahs handed to you in one moment. You give someone a ride, you fulfill the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archa. A poor person knocks on your door asking for tzedakah, Hashem just sent you a mitzvah right to your doorstep. And if you invite him in and give him a drink, you've added yet another mitzvah. But the question is, why does Hashem want us to earn our reward? Why not simply give it to us for free? So the Ramchal and Derech Hashem explains, Hashem's ultimate purpose in creating this world was to bestow His goodness upon others. Hashem, the ultimate good, the Keil Racham, created an environment where beings can exist to receive His goodness. But if we were to receive Hashem's goodness without effort, we'd feel like Nahama de Ksufa, bread of shame, an unearned gift. It's like walking into a siyum where a beautiful suda is being served. All of your friends spent months learning the Masechta and finishing it together, while you never even showed up to one shir. Sitting there, you can't escape the feeling that you don't belong. True joy is when you take part in the learning, putting in the effort, and then you celebrate. In the same way, in Olam Haba, Hashem wants us to feel the deep satisfaction of earning our reward, of knowing it comes through our own choices, through our own actions. So that is why Hashem wants us to earn our reward. So Hashem is first a chassid, He gives us opportunities to do mitzvahs, and once we act, once we seize the opportunity, then Hashem is a tzaddik. He rewards us according to the letter of the law, because now we have truly earned it. To cover the arts of the Rapam, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. There was a man who was marrying off his daughter, and in honor of the occasion, he hired an artist and spent an exorbitant amount of money to create an exquisitely decorated, one-of-a-kind ksuba. Before the chuppah, when the Edom were signing, one of them made a mistake and tried to correct it. But the Masada Kedushin ruled that the ksuba was disqualified and may no longer be used. They had a basic standard form as a backup, which they used instead. And the father of the Kala was irate. He said, "This witness just ruined all of the money and effort that went into that ksuba." Rav Pam went over to the father and whispered something in his ear. And suddenly, the man calmed down and was happy for the rest of the night. After the wedding, someone asked him, "What did Rav Pam tell you right before the chuppah?" And he said, "He told me that there was obviously a decree in Shemayim that my daughter will have to have two ksubas in her lifetime. Usually that happens if she needs to remarry after the death or divorce of her first husband. But Hashem in His infinite kindness allowed the decree to be fulfilled in the easiest way possible, by having a mistake in our first ksuba and substituting it with the second one. After I heard that, I was calm. What a lesson for Rav Pam. Similarly, if we walk out of the house one day and we find a $150 summons attached to our windshield, we should think it was decreed by Hashemayim for me to lose $150 today. It could have been by a doctor or by a mechanic. So Chazdei Hashem, it was just a parking ticket. Hashem, let me off easy. Zechusoy Yagan Aleinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.